Good afternoon. This is Pete Cerronis with Dots and Bridges, and I am excited to moderate or have a conversation more so with my colleague, Jeff Mercurio, Strategic
Hello, hello.
Partnership Coordinator at On Point Consulting, who I enjoy chatting with. Great to see you, Jeff.
You too, Pete.
It is 3 days, or forgive me, 2 days left before this month is out. And today, Jeff and I thought it would be cool, coming off of Cybersecurity Month, as we call it, in October, to make sure we show some love to November 2023, which is Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience Month. If I may, Jeff, I'm going to set some context for our audience, which is critical infrastructure is a term that should make sense to everybody. If not, think of it as the 16 sectors and all the stuff that keeps our lights on, our water clean, our food healthy, our public health care systems, our dams, all in working order, knowing full well that they are aging and at risk. And a reference this month to just simply remind ourselves in light of so much that's happening in the world of technology, the infrastructure laws, the Inflation Reduction Acts, the CHIPS and Science Act, this continuously moving innovation agenda also brings with it a lot of threat. And today we're just going to dive into some of the things that Jeff, as well as OnPoint, feels their DNA, their pedigree maps to some of what the government needs to do at all levels in terms of, you know, making sure they work with the folks like Jeff who understand the impact of critical infrastructure and the mission of government and that relationship. So, you know, Jeff, before I ask you, which is like, why does this resonate with you personally and professionally at OnPoint? You know, you and I talked at the beginning. This is about you know, what's driving this. A lot of it is the climate change agenda and making these environmental and natural disasters real. We see it on the news. And we just, sometimes, at least I do, think about, is this bridge safe? Is this water clean? And I'm just glad that the federal government's doing what it can to protect some of that infrastructure. So what are your thoughts on critical infrastructure?
Yeah, so that's a good segue for a couple of reasons. First, I want to mention that it is Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience Month, right? But that's a brand new thing. So that is the first time it's happening is this November 2023. And that's what the proclamation on Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience Month is all about, which you can find on whitehouse.gov. And it's President Biden addressing like the reasons we need to start focusing on critical infrastructure, or at least to start focusing more on it as we move forward. As for my own thoughts on critical infrastructure, I mean, you kind of covered usually what I open with, which is the importance of all the things that we use on a daily basis, just without even thinking about it, that we maybe not take for granted. We might appreciate them, but what would we do if a bridge were to start to crumble, right? And who would we want to blame, right? So critical infrastructure is really something we all have to, it's something we do in industry and in government. We take very seriously in supporting and maintaining and being proactive about it in the future.
Well, Jeff, let me jump in because I like where you're going. And again, at the end of the day, critical infrastructure folks, Google it. Jeff pointed out, you can read about the proclamation and it'll really make sense. I think of you as a technologist, as a partner to government and your role, you're a strategic partnership coordinator, yes, but you also understand business strategy and development. And OnPoint, a company that offers solutions and services like a lot of companies, you know, may or may not always be having that ability to say, this is how we map to this very important agenda. Well, I think you do. That's why we're talking. And that is, you started going down this path of, you know, this infrastructure is what we depend on, the national critical functions, which I think you wanted to speak to in a little bit, but cybersecurity, AI, technology, this all underpins that and is allowing us to kind of innovate and mitigate risk, right?
Absolutely. So, I mean, that's actually kind of where we come in, right? As OnPoint, as a technology company, we don't just impact the, for example, not just the information technology sector, right? We impact many different sectors, right? The communications sector, defense industrial base, energy, government facilities, that kind of every health and public health sector, all of these, a couple more.
Well, you have experienced that at NIH, right?
Right, exactly.
In that sector. Okay.
And it's very interesting too, having a lot of experience in the government world, in the health sector, and now being part of a team that is supporting, actually supporting NIH directly, doing things like strategic communications and data warehousing and stuff like that, which ultimately it might sound boring on paper, but really what that comes down to is really supporting these systems. And the way we design these systems is, I like to say that we built in resilience by design, because we take a lot of pride in understanding what's going on and the threats that are out there. And with this all emerging technology that's coming and all this, every day there's a new tool, right? And we don't even really have regulations for them yet. And another day we'll talk about the executive order on AI that Biden released back in October. But we understand not only the breadth of the tools, but the breadth of the threats that are out there. But we like to reframe it in a way with our clients and with our customers, but also just in general to the public to say, okay, well, these are also opportunities for solutions, right? And these are opportunities for increasing that protection for our national security. And it might sound kind of dramatic when one company says, we contribute to the national security of whatever XYZ, but that is what it is, because it's a collective effort. And so none of us can really fall short on it, or else we're going to learn that later down the line.
So, Jeff, let me riff off that. You brought it up earlier, and again, that the proclamation addresses, and I quote, "We must improve our cybersecurity." And knowing me, I care about the not just cyber side of security, but the cyber, physical, environmental, and fill in the blank security. And I want to say to the audience that this proclamation, has, references, or should I say it references, Executive Order Improving the Nation's Cybersecurity from, 2021, post-colonial, critical infrastructure was impacted. We have a national cybersecurity strategy. Jeff, you read these documents. I know you do, because we talk about,
I
how
do.
do I translate this into a capability or a need or a requirement that I can help an agency with?
I mean, it's a loaded question, but I mean, like I said, we at OnPoint, we understand that we live in this ever-evolving world due to all the innovation that happens every single day. We deeply recognize an evolving nature of technology and everything, especially specifically with cybersecurity, but specifically our expertise, we at least consider it essential for protecting these critical systems, because we build those resilient systems into them on the back end. And this isn't just a fluff word. There are actual techniques and strategies that are implemented into cybersecurity methods and procedures that make things more efficient and make things more secure.
Well, let me jump in, because one of the things you brought up when we were chatting is, right, the excitement of innovation also brings with it risk. You said, Pete, a lot of risk. And I think when these documents come out, and I know you interpret and read, and it's a lot of reading. I mean, I don't know how many pages this AI executive order is, but it does say AI can, not will, can enable a more resilient. By the way, I love your resilient by design. Put secure by design in a different category. I
Yeah,
like that. I might steal it and give you
there
credit.
you go.
But yeah, that's where I was getting at. And thank you for answering. Is there's a lot of material out there. There's always a new technology. How do you, when working with a customer or a client, or just when you're at one of these events, convey that, hey, we aren't everything to everybody, but we sure understand what they're trying to say in the legislation or guidance, and we can help you with that. Isn't that part of your credibility establishment?
So a way that I personally do that, or at least that we at OnPoint do this as a team, is at least I use this technique called defamiliarization. And that is basically when you make something that we just talk about all the time, or that it's just pretty much mundane to you, such as, right, critical infrastructure. People throw that word around all the time, but if you take a minute to actually like think about what it is, it's absolutely critical. So it's everything you do. It's the water running in your house. It's your electricity. It's the roads that you have to drive on. It's your getting your mail every day. It's all
You're
these things
making
and
it
way
real.
more.
You're making it real. You're humanizing
Exactly.
it.
We humanize it. Yeah. And that's not just, it's not just a technique that I use. It's something I do to remind people about what they're working on, right? Because sometimes you get so far away from it that you're just doing a bunch of paperwork to contribute to these projects. But the projects that are happening are really pivotal in the direction that, information technology and a million other things are headed.
I love the IT reference there because I'm riffing again off things you say, and there's this IT and OT convergence thing, operational technology, information technology, and distinguishing between the two. Again, you read, you learn, right? So kudos to you.
Absolutely.
And I like that. You familiarize yourself. What I heard you say, Jeff, is we at OnPoint familiarize ourselves with that overarching mission. And then it's a matter of drilling down into the agencies that you are calling on, DHS, NIH, DOL, DOE, because each of those sectors, and there are 16, as we pointed out, have a unique mission of which 430 some agencies align to. So big time shout out there. Hey, I don't want to
And
go ahead, jump in, buddy.
I was just going to say, one thing I have to put out there is that I really have to do my best to actively not take OnPoint's company culture for granted, because we are an always learning environment. And so, like you said, I mean, I'm not going to go around saying I know everything and whatever, but I educate myself on things that I don't know about, right? I educate myself even further on things I do know about. But specifically, it's been a very rich opportunity to see specifically how OnPoint contributes to the national critical functions.
Yeah, the functions. Yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot of national critical. There's critical infrastructure. But yeah, the 55 critical functions you and I were going through. I mean, that spoke the language.
And it's
I
still,
mean,
I'm learning something every day about how we contribute to each of these.
well, here's what I will share, because in our dialogue preparing for this, and for those listening, I mean, Jeff and I, we were noodling over how do we want to talk about this. Everybody knows there's sectors you can read about it. Go to DHS.gov. Go to the CISA website. You can learn a ton and you'd be amazed. But these critical functions, which by definition, if I may read them, Jeff, I'm not stealing thunder, but I think they
No,
really
please do.
resonate. The functions of government and the private sector are so vital to the United States that their disruption, corruption, or dysfunction would have a debilitating effect on security, national economic security, national public health or safety, or any combination thereof. So,
I mean, how can that not make you feel important, right? When you work on stuff like that.
and that's what I'm getting at is I know as a company that, you don't sell, unless I'm mistaken, a product. We have to be the best we can for a specific requirement. And in this case, when you talk critical infrastructure, boy, it's a sea of opportunity, but you got to be diligent, right? As a company. So
Definitely.
what is a you mentioned your technique, and I mean, before we hit, this, because I know we can talk for hours on it, but what do you think? What is your personal call to action when it comes to mapping this critical infrastructure, those functions of government, which are not just IT, right? We mentioned AI, but how do you see technology, which underpins a lot of this, as an enabler for innovation moving forward?
Oh, that's a tough one to close on, but I'd say, I mean, it's infinitely powerful, basically, is my answer.
Good answer.
Really, there could be a whole other conversation on this, but yeah, without the foundation of technology that we have today and that we have created up until this point, what's wild to me is that it's getting exponentially more and more every single day. So I really can't even predict what it's going to be like next year and the next 2 years or 3 or 10. What matters is that we recognize that things change, they adapt, things become aged, and new things sometimes have to come in and take their place. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes tools are built to last. So this is something we kind of navigate when we look for projects and when we try to align our mission with an agency's mission. Specifically, we want to leverage technology to advance their mission, right? That's our tagline. That's what we li live by, right? That's kind of like our credo. We want to leverage technology to advance what it is that you want to do.
Wonderful, by the way. And for those listening, and protect the very vital infrastructure and machinery that underpins the way of life that we all enjoy. Great answer. I'm
Bye.
looking forward to our next chat because honestly, I think, Jeff, we can dive into things like AI, and we will. Your neuroscience background will probably come into play there, and we can hit on, what's the latest cybersecurity measures and so forth. But hey, audience, we hope you enjoyed this taste. We hoped that you would maybe re-examine what critical infrastructure means. And as I like to do, parting shot, Jeff, not call to action, just in case something you want to leave with the audience that has something to do with the weather, critical infrastructure, what do you want to leave in the light of the context that we discussed today?
Pretty much just a reminder that, moving forward, if Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience Month is now in November. So we're ending November, but we did want to make sure we talked a little bit about it before it passed for the first time. So do what you can to reinvigorate yourself about those projects that you might be contributing to that complement critical infrastructure.
Love it. Love it. Thank you, Jeff. As always, you helped me feel good about what it takes to connect dots and build bridges. And you do that 7 days a week and twice on Sunday. I know. So I appreciate you for taking this
Appreciate you.
time.
Thank you.
And I look forward to talking with you again soon. Until then, have a great rest of your holiday season.
That sounds great. Talk to you soon, Pete.
See you, pal.